Emily did point out that you guys are an attractive crowd. I hadn't really assessed you yet. I hadn't given you an attractive value, but it's high. I see that it's high. It's nice. Like, when you guys are walking around, you probably get like, oh my God, you look like an actress. Wait, what are you, a model? I don't get that. Actually, this year, 4 times, I've gotten that I look like Harriet Tubman. It's frustrating because when people are thinking of Harriet Tubman, which you should be doing, they're thinking of an illustration. An illustration of an 80-year-old woman. And it's like, I know I look tired because men keep asking me if I'm tired. But is this the type of exhaustion that could only come from picking cotton in a field? Or, I don't know, people are like, no, Kinesis, it's the glasses. It's the glasses. Okay. But like, Harriet Tubman didn't wear glasses. Like, what would she need them for? All that reading she couldn't do? So essentially, it's people looking at me and being like, oh, now who's a black woman that I've never thought about fucking? Which one is that? It's fine, it's fine. I'm getting the appropriate amount of dicks wet, okay? The right amount. No thanks to a guy at a show recently where I told this joke who felt the need to come up to me afterwards and was like, Canoose, this is how almonds sound. Canoose. I think you're underestimating how attractive people find Harriet Tubman. I'd ride that Underground Railroad any day. And that's when I said, no more whites, no more whites. Like, you're allowed to exist, just not inside me anymore. Guys,